But let's look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning. I know you're on your way to Monterey. How are you?
Doing well. Just barely in cell phone range here, so all's well.
Okay, very good. Hey, your thoughts. I know you were occupied last night with USC and Stanford, but Bruce, you go down the stretch, and the Giants have never been in a playoff mode like they are now. And have one snatched away in the ninth inning. That bullpen was impeccable during this big run. Last night, a playoff game, and they gave it up, and they've got to bounce back today.
Yeah, it's funny. I covered the Stanford SC game, and I wasn't really monitoring the Giants at all. So I get in my car, and I turn on the radio, and it's postgame, and you're detailing how that ninth inning went down. I'm just going, oh, I can't believe it. And, you know, you said the most cogent remark, and your listeners echoed it. As far as Casilla coming into the ninth inning, you can't do that. You can't do it again. They shouldn't have done it last night. They certainly can't do it again from now on. But it's a product of their experimentation because they simply don't have a closer. Casilla is not that guy. Everything else is a total experiment.
Yeah, I think everyone agreed last night. And again, the Casilla, you can't keep bashing him. The guy goes out there to do his best, but it's not happening. The confidence isn't there, and he can't throw the ball where he wants to throw it right now. He almost beamed Grichik, and then eventually put a ball over the plate that he got the base hit on. But, Bruce, I'll tell you one thing. Last night, Samardzija pitched a game, maybe the best game I've seen him pitch as a Giant, and Crawford had one of those games at short, just unbelievable.
Yeah, they played, it sounded like to me, and recapping it a little bit, they played a very good game. I mean, once again, a good outing from the starter, great defense. Got a couple timely hits, and they got a 2-1 lead going into the ninth. And it's just it's something that they're not used to, is completely, you know, trying to figure out what to do. Do you bring in Law for another few batters? Do you stick with Romo? Do you ignore Casilla altogether? Do you sometimes forget the percentages and let the guy with good stuff? It's night by night, they're just reaching for answers, and too often they're not getting them, but you know, just hearing Ron Wotus's voice this morning, I'm sure all the fans are grousing and this and that, and they're giving up. But you hear that voice of optimism. That's the sound of a winning clubhouse. You know, it's a fresh morning, another game. They're not out of it by any means, and let's go get them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Bruce Jenkins with us. You know, Bruce, you look at the way baseball is played today, and Suarez is. This is going to be a bullpen game today. Trust me. There's no way he's not going nine today. So we're going to have more of the same if the Giants have the lead. And I think the bottom line is Derek Law is sort of unscathed. And maybe the stint on the DL, he missed a lot of the meltdowns that have been happening. And they've sort of brought him along slowly all year. But when you get to the eighth and ninth inning, you need Law, Strickland, and Romo in some order. And those are the three righties, because I think, as I agree with you, I think at this point Casilla has got to be in the lowest leverage situation possible. You're not bringing Joe Nathan in, but the righties, Contos has his spot in the seventh inning. There, you've got to match up Law, Strickland, and Romo and somehow figure out who can do the ninth inning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've heard a lot of readers say, what about Matt Cain? He'd be great there, but he's never done it. He has stretches where his control isn't there, his arm slot is off, and you can't come in and close and walk even one guy, you know, let alone a couple. I think Bochy's very reluctant to do that, and I can understand why. So, yeah, and I wouldn't mind having Harvey Lopez face a lefty if it comes to that in the ninth inning. If you haven't used him already, you probably have. But I guarantee you they'll stick with Suarez today. As long as his stuff looks good, they're going to stick with him.
Very nice. Boy, I'll tell you, Bruce Jenkins with us. Happy birthday to you. Someone just came by the window here with a big balloon that said, happy birthday. So I guess it's her birthday today. It's the beauty of live radio. You know that, Bruce. here we are. Well, I'll tell you something. Last night. Go ahead.
I was going to say, your birthday was 2 months ago, but by gosh, happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, whoever you are. And there was a big balloon that just went by that said, happy birthday. It was one of the usherettes here. Hey, Curtis Granderson last night, I don't know if you saw this, for the Mets, home run to tie the game, home run to win the game, and you know, you look at that, you know, the old Met magic, that New York magic could be happening, but DeGrom is out, Bruce, he's out for the season, and Enoa is pitching today against Minnesota, and here we have this game with the Cardinals. You get a lefty against the Dodgers today. Robbie Ray goes against the Dodgers, and all of a sudden, here come the Giants. Dodgers are going to see three lefties in the next four games. Who knows what can happen there? And again, it's this time of year. You can't go nuts over one game with 14 to go.
No, you know, the Mets, it's a complete reversal. You know, with the Giants, there's a feeling among the fan base anyway that it's just not happening. This isn't the year, this and that. And the Mets, despite all these injuries, especially to the rotation, which is, should be just an absolute, you know, crusher, are pulling them out of a hat, and they got the feeling that they can do anything. That would be a pretty interesting wild card game if it comes down to the Giants and the Mets. It very well could come down to that.
Well, this is a big game in another respect today because this series is 3-3. And if they look, with 14 to go, you could have a tie here. It's not impossible to have a tie here. We saw it with the Giants. Remember, we talked about it with the Giants in Pittsburgh, and that put that game in Pittsburgh when Bumgarner threw the shutout and Crawford had the home run. The Mets have won the season series against the Giants. This thing is 3-3. So, again, there are other implications about today other than just getting a win.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to Giants-Cardinals tie, you certainly don't want it to be at Busch Stadium. You know, although, if the Giants get into the postseason, they start thinking about all the things they've done on the road, namely winning all three World Series clinchers on the road and that big game in Pittsburgh. It's not going to bother them at all. But, I mean, obviously, you'd rather have it here. That just makes all the sense in the world. But, you know, the big thing for the Giants, for all the problems they're having, they still have, you know, they've got four starters that can shut teams down at any time, and nobody, especially the Mets and the Cardinals, have that. It's going to be really interesting to watch Reyes today. Matheny put him in there in place of Garcia because the kid's stuff is just too good to ignore. He throws 99, 100, good breaking ball and changeup, so he's going to be a load.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. One last thought for you, and you'll tell us what you're doing today. I know you have a special event today. The fans booed last night when Bochy came out of the dugout. They knew what was coming, and then they booed when it was when the result happened. Fans booing here, San Francisco. How do you feel about it?
Well, I thought it was totally justified. It was something that couldn't happen, and yet it did. It didn't look good going in, and it looked especially bad after it unfolded. I mean, Casillas' ball four, you know, was 2 feet outside and bounced. I mean, it wasn't even close. So, you know, I'll tell you another thing. There are times when you might want to look at Blanco and Gorky Hernandez in the outfield. Pagan's had a really tough year, and Span couldn't throw out anybody at any base, even in a grade school game right now. So there's a lot going on, but, you know, these guys are winners and they're pros, and they're still in it. The boos were definitely justified, but, you know, we may not hear them again the rest of the way.
Boy, what a story. Well, we start, you and I start in February, and you never know where it's going to go, and that whole picture is coming together, but it's still, you don't know, it's not in focus yet, although the closer thing has been the problem the whole year. Bruce, what do you have going on today? I know you have a special day down in Monterey.
Yeah, I just had a book come out I wrote called Shop Around about Motown and Stax music and growing up with that. In a household full of Sinatra and Tony Bennett and that sort of thing, which I think a lot of people can relate to, you know, not really connecting with your parents' music, but you got your own thing going. But the Monterey Jazz Festival people invited me to come down and speak at the Coffee House today at 1:30. I've got a decent jazz background, too. I listened to an awful lot of jazz growing up, and just going to have a conversation there at the Coffee House at 1:30, and then at 7 o'clock, I've got another book signing. So I'm heading to the Monterey Jazz Festival. What a thing, Marty.
Boy, terrific. All right. You got everything DVR'd? You got that set up?
Oh, my God. I've got like 17 hours of stuff. There are some things I just couldn't DVR, but the 49ers, the Raiders, the Giants, and the A's, that should take me for a while.
All right. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for being with us this morning, Bruce.
Oh, you bet. Thanks a million, Marty.
All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up.